I was scared. Yeah. They were bigger than us, too.
Oh, they were bullies, maybe?
Yeah, kind of bullish, yeah.
Would you ever play with, say, marble games?
Oh, yeah, I played marbles, yeah.
Any games with a knife?
Yeah, Mumbly Peg, with, yeah.
Mumbly Peg with a knife?
Or Dare, or one of those games, you know, where you have to throw it, and each time you have to stretch to it, you know? And I forget how you win, but... it was one of those things, Mumbly Peg, or stretch, I think it was called, where you had to throw a knife and stick it, and then stretch your foot to it. Maybe whoever could do it the best, I guess, in life. Mm.
What kind of parties did you have as a kid, and maybe as you grew up, got older?
Well, when it started, you know, birthday parties, like anybody. Later on, we just start going, and parties would just kind of, they'd be spontaneous a lot of times, you know. Just get a group and get together somehow. Or else, you know, you'd have a certain house you knew where people were going to be pretty well going to, you know, where, in other words, it'd be a house where maybe out of the group, the parents was the most lax, you know, or they'd be gone. You'd know they were going to be gone for the weekend. So you'd get together and you'd have somebody, before we were legal age, you'd get somebody to go buy some liquor somewhere. And so then we could all drink or raid the liquor cabinet, you know, in the house or whatever. That's the kind of parties they start at. And then later on, you know, people would bring maybe some pot around. But, you know, I mean, parties, you know, generally, you found out about them through school and things like that. Or if you had a girlfriend that knew her friends and stuff like that. But they didn't get too, you know.
What kind of music, recorded music, do you like? Not necessarily the performers, but the kind of music.
Well, at my age now, I like folk music, acoustic, you know, guitar music. Pretty well mellow music. I used to like rock. I like gentle rock, you know. If it's good, done well. Good lead guitar, I like. But basically, I like good. I don't get into blues or jazz so much. But I can enjoy a good blues song if it's really good. I guess, mellow music. Pretty, like, folk music. Maybe some bluegrass. Really, yeah, bluegrass can be really good.
Okay. Finally, was there anything about life in this city or the city you grew up in, I guess, St. Petersburg, since you're not living in, or we're not there right now, that you expected me to ask and that I haven't mentioned?
Run that by me again.
Is there anything that I haven't asked you about
that I want to divulge or want to talk about?
Yeah, that you might have expected me to ask you about life in the city.
Life in the city. Well, maybe ask me would I rather live in the country or the city. I don't know.
Do you like city life or would you rather live in the country?
I like city life, yeah, pretty much. Convenience is for one thing. That easy access to most anything you need. 24 hours a day, as far as food and things. Hospital services are, you know, really close and good service, you know, good. So, you have, you know, I like the atmosphere, the peacefulness of the country, but it can grow on your nerves, you know. Gets pretty boring. There's nothing much to do. As far as, like, in other words, like, it's not as easy, like, to meet, say, girls or say in the country as it is in the city. There's, like, more, like, people there to meet. And, more to do, you know, just more to do.
Culture-wise, you know.
Yeah. Or in movies, and if you consider that, you know, part of it. But just, you know, entertainment-wise, and, well, culture, yeah, business world-wise, you know. You've got, you know, the banking and everything, as far as you... In other words, you don't have to go far to get to something you need. It all is convenience, I guess would be the best word for it. there's the disadvantages, like the automobiles, the wrecks, you know, and stuff you have to look out for, and smog, because, you know, it's not too healthy. But I like it, you know, because it's very convenient living, you know.
Okay. Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome.